Regina. Joshua LaRosse was sentenced to 15 years incarceration for the charge of manslaughter in the death of Matthew Bossenberry, and 1 year concurrent on each of three related charges to which he pleaded guilty. That was the sentence Justice Martel D. Popescule handed down during the sentencing hearing on February 3. With credit for pre-sentence custody, that amounts to 4,416 days, 12.1 years, in a federal institution. Sentencing is one of the most delicate stages of the criminal justice process, said Popescule in his decision. The credibility of our system in the eyes of the public depends on the fitness of the sentence. He also imposed ancillary orders including submission of DNA, firearm prohibition, and no contact with certain people involved in the trial as well as the victim's family. The victim fine surcharge was waived, as Popescule noted such a fine would cause undue hardship. LaRosse appeared in handcuffs and shackles, and members of both families were in attendance. Soft sobs and words of comfort could be heard from the gallery. Back on November 25, 2022, a 12-person jury found LaRosse guilty of manslaughter, a lesser charge than the original one of second-degree murder. It was a tough decision for the jury, who deliberated for 9 hours on that fateful Friday. It was not contested that Mr. LaRosse caused the death of Mr. Bossenberry, Popescule noted, adding that the jury was asked to consider if the actions were in self-defense. After the verdict, Popescule ordered a GLADU report, which contains information on unique circumstances of indigenous people accused of an offense. Sentencing was reserved until the report could be considered. About a month prior to the events of August 24, 2020, LaRosse and his partner were ghosting, intercepting drug users on their way to a known drug house, in the backyard of a drug dealer. When that dealer discovered the pair, he chased them away, but LaRosse was upset about how his partner was treated. Shortly after the incident, LaRosse went to jail on an unrelated matter. While in jail he, by his own admission, began to stew about what had happened, said Popescule in his decision, adding that LaRosse became particularly angry when he recalled how his wife had been insulted and threatened. On August 24, LaRosse pleaded guilty to several offenses, was sentenced to 1 day, deemed served by his presence in court, and placed on probation for 9 months. One of the conditions of that probation order was to keep the peace and be of good behavior. He went home, armed himself with bear spray and a knife and then promptly went to a residence, with vengeance on his mind, Popescule noted in his decision. LaRosse attended the dealer's house, telling the person who answered the door that he wished to offer the dealer an apology. There were 5 people in the house at the time, more than LaRosse anticipated, as he unleashed the bear spray upon the living room. That was when Bossenberry confronted LaRosse and the fight ensued. During the fight, Bossenberry utilized a 2x4 piece of wood to hit LaRosse several times. Although LaRosse went to the dealer's residence to cause harm, evidence does not establish that he planned to murder either man. LaRosse did not know Bossenberry was in the house until he got there. LaRosse testified that he was getting the worst of the altercation and that he started to fear for his safety, noted Popescule in the decision. That was when LaRosse happened upon the knife, stabbing Bossenberry. LaRosse left the house, and sold the knife in exchange for fentanyl, but it was later recovered by police. Bossenberry suffered a deep stab wound, and died quickly on the front steps of the house. The Crown wanted to see LaRosse sentenced to 16 years, while defense counsel argued a time period of half that length. Both sides agreed that LaRosse should be sentenced to 1 year concurrent on each of the related charges. This is a very tragic event where 2 lives have been drastically altered, Popescule said during the February 3 sentencing. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY R. Kudrowski at sasktoday.ca